We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sunday night's game against Tennessee in the regular season opener at New England. 93.7 The Fan time is 3:03. It's brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Just a dollar down can get you new siding. No Chris Muller today, but we will rip Muller a new one in about 25 minutes, because Chris did something that I think very unethical. If he had any journalistic standards, he would apologize for something he did, but he doesn't. And it's really getting to a point with Mueller where we just have to wonder if he is on borrowed time with some of the things that are going on here, some of the antics. Is he lucid? Is he coherent? Does he understand what he is doing to himself and to others? That's coming up later. You heard Ben there. What are your expectations for Ben Roethlisberger in 2019? And what are some of the ways that Ben Roethlisberger can reach those goals? And conversely, what are some of the ways that Ben can fall short of those goals? I know that I'm looking at this team as Ben's. I mean, Kevin Colbert came out and said Ben Roethlisberger and 52 kids this offseason. It's on Ben. Of the players, I'm going to exclude Mike Tomlin from this. Of the players, the people in uniform on the roster, Ben Roethlisberger will have more to do with the Steelers' success or failures than anybody else. And that is very often, that is like, unless we're talking about the Lions and it's Barry Sanders at running back and Scott Mitchell at quarterback. In that case, like, the running back is the player, the performer who probably has the most to do with wins and losses. Ben Roethlisberger is like most quarterbacks. They have ultimate say on who wins and who loses. The difference now, though, is that, like, it's not Ben, it's not a game management situation where the team is so great around Ben where he just can't screw up. And also, it's not a dream team or embarrassment of riches situation where Ben's just got to make simple plays to guys and they'll take care of the rest. Like, I expect Juju to do that, but then there are question marks about everybody. Vance McDonald, can he stay healthy? Same thing with James Conner. Can he get over the fumbling issues that plagued him late in the year? Is Dante Moncrief a legit number two wide receiver? What is Deontay Johnson in year one? What is James Washington in year two? And I have opinions and feelings on all of those guys that we just mentioned. But those are all, like, tertiary to Ben Roethlisberger and what he does this year for them. And can he put up maybe fewer yards, and maybe the touchdowns come down a tick, but the interceptions and red zone interceptions go away, and the Steelers win more games because they're a more balanced team. They're a more cohesive team. And so in order for that to happen, I think Ben Roethlisberger at 37 years old now, health is of the utmost importance, and that is why I think it is asinine for Roethlisberger to play in Sunday night's game. The last thing I want to see Sunday night, and it's as long as he's out there in the line of fire, he's probably going to play two or three series. You take a risk when you do that. And the last thing I want to see Sunday night is something like this.
Down and 10 for the Panthers from their 31, 4:02 to go in the scoreless opening quarter at New England. The throw is Cam, stumbles and now moves to the near side. He's in trouble. He's going to hit and drop for a sack back at the 23-yard line. So Cam Newton was pinned in, nowhere to go. Adam Butler takes him down for the second sack of the night in this first quarter for New England.
Cam Newton gingerly walks off the field, appears to be a sore ankle as he got sacked.
That's Panthers radio. I mean, that's Cam Newton last night in Foxborough in New England. With 4 minutes left in the first quarter, he's still in the game. He tries to keep a play alive, mid-foot sprain. The Panthers are quote-unquote cautiously optimistic that Cam Newton will play in week one. I don't want to hear the words cautiously optimistic attached to Ben. I don't want to have to worry about dodging bullets. I don't want to watch Ben Roethlisberger come off the field near the end of the first quarter and say, well, they dodged a bullet. You know, he's healthy. He's fine. And, you know, hey, it's a good thing they kept him in there because they managed to kick a field goal and score a touchdown on two of his three drives. Who cares? Ben Roethlisberger has never been given the week three take a night off, you don't need to play treatment. That's never happened. Mike Tomlin and Bill Cowher have believed, you know, since Ben was named the starter, that he needed this third week of preseason football to get better or to get ready or to shake the rust off, whatever you want to go with. Ben has played 12 opening games with the Steelers. He's played in 12 week one games. His passer rating is 93.6. 93.6, I don't expect you to know what that number means. I'll give you the context right now. That passer rating would have been right ahead of Ryan Tannehill last year. Ryan Tannehill is now the backup in Tennessee, the team the Steelers will play Sunday night. That would have been good for 20th in the NFL. Ben Roethlisberger, with preseason football under his belt, has never really come out of the box in week one and set the world on fire. Maybe a game or two, but the complete body of work in a dozen games is that Ben Roethlisberger is a slow starter, or not like super slow, but it does not come, you know, sprinting out of the gates here with the preseason football snaps to get him ready. So I would just not even risk it. This season is so much about Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers are betting on chemistry in addition by subtraction, and it all starts with Ben. So don't risk it in freaking Nashville on Sunday. There's no point. Tomlin came out today and said that it's all systems go. All the starters are going to play. This is going to be a first guess on my part and not a Monday morning quarterback situation. I just do not believe that this third game means so much and is so necessary to getting the Steelers ready to play in New England a few weeks from now. I don't. And so if any major contributor, projected starter, gets hurt in this game, I think Tomlin deserves a ton of criticism for it. The Packers rested 33 guys last night. I know they were playing on a stupid field in Canada that was only 80 yards long. It wasn't worth it. It's not worth it. Last year, the Bears didn't play Trubisky in the preseason. They won the NFC North. And Mitch Trubisky is a baby. He's an infant in NFL years compared to Ben Roethlisberger. You win with quarterbacks in this league, and there's no correlation that what they do in the preseason has any bearing on what happens in the regular season. Now, you bet on Ben, and you show Antonio Brown the door. Because look at the types of players who are winning playoff games and look at the ones who are not. Last year, Julio Jones didn't win a playoff game. Antonio Brown didn't win a playoff game. DeAndre Hopkins didn't win a playoff game. Odell Beckham Jr. didn't win a playoff game. The best receivers either lost in the playoffs or were not even invited. And then you look on the other side, the quarterbacks who won playoff games. Andrew Luck, Phillip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. You want Ben Roethlisberger to be in that group. So let's put him in bubble wrap Sunday. I mean, Tomlin's not going to do it, and it's stupid. And I don't see how 7 or 8 minutes of preseason football will benefit or help Ben in any way. This is what Tomlin said about the advantages of playing everybody on Sunday night.
I'm looking at what everybody can do. None weighted more than the other. Every time the ball snaps, it's an opportunity for these guys to state the case for themselves, to be productive for themselves and us, and for us to evaluate.
Okay, so what Okay, so on that, no. Here's the follow-up question from Tomlin. I have to do it now in this form because I wasn't there when he made that remark. What can Ben Roethlisberger do on Sunday to state a case for himself? What case is there to make for himself on Sunday? He just gave the guy $35 million a year this offseason. You got rid of his biggest headache in Antonio Brown. The offseason before, you got rid of his second biggest headache, Todd Haley. There is no case to be made. The case is closed. The case is in a manila folder somewhere, stocked away in a cardboard box somewhere. Like, he is your guy. So nothing is to be gained, I think. It is 0% gain, 100% lose playing Ben Sunday night in Tennessee. This season revolves around him, and I can't have it hit a speed bump in the preseason like it is for the Panthers and Cam Newton in Carolina now. I kind of wish, and I don't... If Cam Newton had been injured to the point where his ankle was going to keep him out maybe for a month, I would have liked to have seen if it changed the Steelers' plans. Because sometimes you got to see something messed up like that happen for you to go back to the drawing board. And evidently the Steelers aren't going to do that. So if Tomlin plays these guys and one of them gets injured, I'm going to crush him for it. The same way I did when Maurkice Pouncey got hurt in a preseason game against the Packers here back in 2015. And they had to go with he missed that season. They had to basically get through it with, adequate center play, not all pro or Pro Bowl level center play. And they didn't, I think what, that was a 10-6 season maybe? Good, not great. All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Coming up next, I wish Mueller was here because if I were, I would tell him that he's jumped the shark is what's happened here. I think Chris has lost his marbles. I think he's sleep deprived. He's a new dad. And I think not being rested and not being in his normal routine and just the chaos of his life has really led to his possible professional undoing. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that coming up next. 412-928-9370 plus. We've seen two Steelers preseason games. We've seen some pretty big performances from a few guys. Are these performances for real, or are they fakes and frauds? We will debate that later in the hour. It's the PM team on the fan. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. John Clayton, our 93.7TheFan NFL insider, about a half hour away. Right now, we put the spotlight on Chris Mueller because he's off today. He's in Texas at a Young Republican summit. He made the switch. He was very liberal, but was persuaded by some family members and friends to maybe see it from the other political side. So he's down there the next few days, kind of getting a handle on things. And before he left, now Chris is in demand. Right? I mean, he's here. He'll do the Channel 2 stuff. He's in the Beaver County Times. And he's also writing for a website called Yard Barker. And this is a sports website. And Chris writes the column today, "Believe the Hype, Thanks to Baker Mayfield, Browns Will Win AFC North." I'm going to dictate for you. I'm going to read straight from this story from Chris. "Most skeptics have grudgingly conceded that Cleveland now fields the division's most talented roster. What they won't admit yet is that the Browns also have the division's best quarterback. Their trump card in the race. Their trump card in the race." So he said, and he didn't use his name, but Chris is saying that he thinks Baker Mayfield right now, August 23rd, 2019, is better than Ben Roethlisberger. a Pittsburgh sports radio host got paid to write a national column where he said that Baker Mayfield right now, after just 1 year, not even a full year as a starter, not even a winning record as a starting quarterback, that right now Baker Mayfield is already better than Ben. Mayfield last year against teams with a winning record went 1-5, 10 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Does that sound like the best quarterback in the division to you? It does to Chris. One tweeter says, when did Mueller become a Cleveland beat writer? Another one writes in, I don't want to see this Brown support in the Steel City. Come on, Mulsey. Mueller has taken it upon himself to be the one guy. Maybe he thinks it's courageous or brave. He's the one guy who has stuck his neck out and said that the Steelers are going to take a backseat to the Browns this year. And throughout this whole process, we've learned that Chris has family members in Cleveland, and he always actually has liked the Browns, and he used to travel to Cleveland to visit his family, and one of the first pictures taken of him with any sports gear on was in a Bernie Kosar jersey. And we've heard all these, like, really boring stories about Chris and his Browns fandom. And who does it benefit? I think I get dragged down by association. Yeah, I'm only one man. I do my best in here. Whenever he starts talking about this BS, I try my best to stop it. I don't know if my bosses have set him down, but it's really strange that somebody who has lived in Pittsburgh his entire life and is on a Pittsburgh sports radio station has such an affinity for a rival team. That would be like if I came on here and reminded you on a daily basis that I love the New England Patriots. Not true, but I wouldn't do that to you. Even if I did, I might keep that to myself. We had a guy named John Seibel here who started when the station got off the ground, and he was a diehard Cincinnati Bengals fan, and he was scared to death that that was going to get out about him, that people were going to discover that he liked the Bengals. And one day I was ticked off at him and I just said on the air, John, I mean, come on, you're a Bengals fan. You've always loved the Bengals. You're from Cincinnati or Dayton or whatever. That's your team. And he flipped out on me and went to our bosses and cried about it and got me in trouble, tattletaled. Give you another guy who was scared to death about this situation that Mueller, I guess, is wearing like it's a badge of honor. Jory Rand over at Channel 2, their old number two sports guy, the sports anchor used to get into fights with Mike Tomlin all the time. Jory, diehard Washington Capitals fan, was a season ticket holder as a kid, loves the Caps, never said a word about it, was afraid that it was going to lead to his undoing. So has Mueller committed a massive professional mistake? It is one thing to say the Browns are, you know, up for the challenge and we shouldn't take them lightly. Chris is not only predicting that the Browns are going to win the division, he is rooting for it to happen. He is hoping for your suffering as a sports fan. I don't know what we can do about it. Complain to our bosses. You could tweet them and complain. Yeah, that's you, Chris. Believe the hype. Thanks to Baker Mayfield, Browns will win the AFC North. He wrote this. He got paid to write an article that I'm crumpling up in my hands and throwing it in the garbage as we speak. He got paid by someone, by this Yardbarker site, to write an article that said, Baker Mayfield is better than Ben Roethlisberger, and here I am with diarrhea of the pen, 500 words on why that's the case. So, all right. Coming up next, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to look at a handful of Steelers players and what they've done in the preseason so far. And we are going to decide. I'm going to tell you, and you can decide for yourself, if what we've seen from these players in two preseason games is for real, or if they're fooling everyone. That's coming up next. I'm Andrew Filippone. Chris Muller's in Austin, Texas, getting a tour of the Bush Estate. It's the PM team on the Fan. Just texting with Muller, he told me that his editor for this column we were just talking about last segment left a part of the column on the cutting room floor. Chris had also written in there that he believed there was a chance Lamar Jackson was actually better than Big Ben this year, but the editor, because of the volume of the piece, it was so long, Chris's opus, his symphony, so to speak, for Baker Mayfield, where he says Baker is better than Ben, and that's why the Browns won the division. The column was so long that that paragraph about Lamar Jackson actually being better got left out. So just wanted for complete transparency to make sure I pointed that out. John Clayton's going to join me at 4 o'clock, our NFL insider. Right now we're going to play a game. We're going to play an NFL preseason game, a Steelers preseason game called For Real or Foolin'. We've got Robert Pompeiani Jr. here producing today's show. How are you, young Pomp? Good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Pretty
ready
good.
For the weekend?
Living for the weekend? Just hang out. I work tomorrow, so big weekend.
So we've had two Steelers preseason games, and I'm going to tell you if the performances by the players who we talk about in this segment are for real. Yeah, a little Outcast. Remember those guys, Pomp?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Before your time?
A couple years, yeah.
The performances so far by these players, are they for real? Or are they fooling? You know that band is?
Def Leppard.
Look at you, man. You have brought your A game today, young Pomp.
I know my
Robert
music.
Robert Pompeiani Jr. All right. So I'm going to, let's see here. Let's start with this.
Second down and 10 from the 2, gets the snap and drops back after the fake handoff. Throws a pass far side. It's intercepted at the 10. Bud Dupree to the 5. Breaks a tackle. He's into the end zone. It's a pick 6. It's a Pittsburgh touchdown.
All right, so the first player up is?
Chris Boswell.
Chris Boswell. It was Dupree on the highlight. That was my fault. So Chris Boswell is our first player here. In the preseason, he's been perfect so far. No missed extra points. No missed field goals. I'm going to say that Chris Boswell, and training camp, he's been great, beating out this Matthew Wright rocket scientist. I'm going to say Chris Boswell's preseason performance is, I'm going to say for real. I think that most of what Boswell battled last year in terms of confidence struggles, I want to believe, I do think, are behind him. 7 missed field goals, 5 missed extra points. The year before, he was 35 of 38, 4 of 4 from 50-plus. Now, you might say, Andrew, kicks in training camp and kicks in the preseason are low-pressure kicks. Well, you're wrong. And you're wrong about that because for Boswell, he gets his roster bonus after the preseason. So he is literally kicking for $2 million this preseason. That's the only way he gets it. So I'm going to say Chris Boswell, preseason so far. For real. Next, young Pomp?
Artie Burns.
Artie Burns. The last we saw Artie Burns in real games, he was doing stuff like this.
Dalton. A rainbow is incomplete and a flag down.
Dalton didn't forget that.
Defense. Number 25, Molly placed the spot of foul. First down, Cincinnati.
And that was the last game Burns played. He got benched the final 10 games. But, hey, he's been better in the preseason. He helped team up for a forced fumble with Edmonds. He's actually made a couple tackles. He hasn't given up a big play. Artie Burns' preseason performance? I think he's fooling. I'm not buying it. Year four. Those around the team have said Cam Sutton has been better in training camp. That's a terrible sign because Cam Sutton is a third-round pick who's made a grand total of three starts. Two Steelers preseason games in the books. Steeler individual performances in two games. Are they for real or are they fooling? Who's next?
Bud Dupree.
There's Bud. There's our good friend, Bud. Let's hear that one Bud highlight one more time.
Second down and 10 for the two. Gets the snap and drops back after the fake handoff. Throws a pass far side. It's intercepted at the 10. Bud Dupree to the 5. Breaks a tackle. He's into the end zone. It's a pick 6.
Yeah.
It's a Pittsburgh touchdown.
Yeah, one of the few plays that Bud made last year to warrant the $9 million contract for this year. Only 5.5 sacks. He's never had a season in a Steelers uniform with more than 6 sacks. But the advocates for Bud Dupree say, well, Andrew, you know, he's in a walk year. He can be a free agent after this season. He puts up big numbers opposite TJ Watt double teams. Somebody will be dumb enough to pay him this offseason. But I say to that, I say fooling. I'm not buying Bud Dupree having a big game against Kansas City. Not buying what he did in the second quarter of that game with like Chad Henne's 97-year-old body out there. If Ola Adeniyi is healthy, which right now he's not, my prediction, and I've said this a few times, I'll repeat it again, that at the end of the year, Ola will have more sacks than Bud Dupree. And that is a bold prediction, but that is one I'm willing to make again and stand by going into this season. All right, standout performances in the preseason. Who's next?
Pop. Devlin Hodges.
Devlin Hodges. Is he? Or is he for real? Well, you know what? I'll let Ed Bouchette answer that question. I asked Bouchette, would the Steelers contemplate trading Josh Dobbs, let's say for a fourth or fifth round pick before the start of the season?
Yeah, maybe, because he's going to be number three. And yeah, I would take that deal. I would. I like Josh Dobbs. I don't know that he's ever going to be a starting quarterback in this league. So yeah, I would take a fourth round pick for him. And then, hey, you can go with the fan favorite. Hodges.
I'm going to say Hodges is for real in this way. He could be a third string quarterback. If the Steelers' depth chart at quarterback going into the season is Big Ben, Mason Rudolph, and Devlin Hodges, I'm fine with that. Because I don't think what Dobbs did on one play in Baltimore, what he did in the Oakland loss, is enough where I feel like I need him on the team. And if some team, desperate team, that needs a backup quarterback is willing to trade the Steelers pretty much anything in terms of another draft pick for Dobbs, I am up for that deal. All right, last one, Pomp.
James Washington.
Yeah, the guy that I have decided to call Mr. August.
Dobbs deep into the end zone and caught for a touchdown. What a grab by James Washington. Dobbs going deep, and he's got his man. It's Washington again!
Yeah, Washington has had huge preseasons. Last year in Green Bay, he had 2 touchdowns in a game, and he has picked right up where he left off this preseason. But to that, I say, I'm not jumping on the James Washington bandwagon yet. I still think he's fooling us. 16 catches last year, the drop in Denver. If I'm going to rank the wide receivers behind Juju Smith-Schuster, this is how I'm going to do it going into this season. I'm going to exclude tight end and running back. I'm not going to put Vance McDonald or James Conner in here. After Juju, I go Dante Moncrief, Deontay Johnson, and then I probably get to James Washington by default because I'm not sure Eli Rogers is going to make the team, and I'm not the biggest Ryan Switzer fan. So that's why I'd have James Washington right now. If given the opportunity, Deontay Johnson will have better numbers this year than James Washington. I think he's a more polished receiver. I think he's ready to produce now if given the chance. All right, coming up next, our NFL insider, John Clayton. On one of the things we'll talk about, the state of the Steelers, the latest he's heard on the AB helmet fiasco. What's going on with the Patriots? Are they going to cut this starting safety who just got busted for cocaine? John Clayton's going to tell us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.